Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Ruchama, Miriam bas Sarah Dina, and Menachem Mendel ben Yehudas Chaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram. So the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss the Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippur. And truthfully, to do this in the proper way, we could use a little bit of an introduction into the general Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippur, but we'll save that for another day. For now, Zok the Mishnah. Baloi Eitzel Paroi. So in the previous Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol put on his Big Day Lava. Meaning, up until now, the Kohen Gadol hasn't done any part of the unique Avodah of Yom Kippur. He brought the Karpin Tamid, he was made of the Neiros, he brought the Ketores, he did all of that with his Big Days off. Then he was Toivel, this is the second Tefillah, he was Mekadosh Yad Veraglav twice, and he put on his Big Day Lava. Now he's going to do the first Avodah of Yom Kippur with the Big Day Lava. So he goes to his par. So what exactly was his par? So one of the karbonos that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur was a par, a bull. It was a karbon chatos, and the purpose of it was for it to be mechaper for himself and for his family. The Torah says, "V'hikriv aharon es par hachatos asher loy." He should bring his par hachatos, v'chiper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy. And by doing that, he will attain kapara, and his family will attain kapara. This is one of many karbonos that were unique to Yom Kippur. It's the first carbon that the Kohen Gadol was involved in. So Bali Eitzel Pari, he went to his par. Pari ha yo'im bin ulam lebezbeach. It was standing in the Azara between the ulam, that was the entranceway into the Heichel, and the mizbeach, roishoy v'darim. The head of the par was facing darim, upon of the mayrev, but its face was facing mayrev. The Gemara will explain. The Kohen was standing in Mizrach, meaning his back was towards Mizrach, upon of the mayrev. His face was facing mayrev. It was facing the Heichel. The soymech shtei yad of olav, and then he leaned his two hands on top of the par umizvada, and he would say vidui v'kach hoya oimer ono Hashem avisi pashati chatosi lefanecha. I sinned, ani, I did, uvesi, and my family did, ono Hashem. And then he would daven kaperna, forgive la'avonos v'la'pishoyim v'la'chatoyim she'avisi v'she'pashati v'she'chatosi lefanecha ani uvesi. And the Kohen Gadol would invoke a pasuk that says, "Ki bayoyim hazeh on Yom Kippur yichaper aleichem l'tayir eschem mikol chatoiseichem lifnei Hashem titaharu." Says the Mishnah, "Vehein oinim acharav," and they, we'll see who they is later in the daf, would answer, "Baruch Shem." So the first thing that the Mishnah said was that the Kohen Gadol, he's starting to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. He's starting to do the Avodah with the Big Day Lavan. And the first carbon that he brought was Paroi. He brought his par. The purpose of the par was V'chiper ba'adoi uva'ad beisoi. Now, where was the par? It was Bein ha'ulam v'lemizbeach. What did the Kohen Gadol do with the par? Soymech shtei yad of olav. He would lean his two hands on it. Umisvada. And he would say vidui. Now, the reason the Kohen Gadol was soymech shtei yad of olav is because there's a halacha that anytime a person brings a carbon, he has to do smicha. The halacha also is that the smicha had to be done immediately prior to the shechita. The Gemara says, "Taketh l'smicha shechita." So immediately before the shechita was the smicha, or in other words, immediately after the smicha was when the shechita would happen. The Gemara is going to begin a little bit of a discussion with regards to where kachet kadoshim had to be slaughtered, but it's predicated on an unspoken diak, and that is if the Mishnah says that the smicha of the par of the Kohen Gadol was done bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach. That means that the shechita was also done bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach. Because tekef l'smicha shechita, it would have had to been done immediately afterwards. So there'd be no time really to be mekayim the mitzvah of tekef l'smicha shechita if you were going to have to move the carpet. Which means that if the smicha V'soymech shteyod of olav u'mizvada happened bein u'ulam u'lamizbeach. Presumably, that's where the shechita happened as well. Now, the par that the Kohen Gadol brought was a chatos. A chatos is kachi kadoshim. Kachim 101, kachi kadoshim shechitasam b'tzofen. Which means then, what the Mishnah is saying is, agav, that the area between the ulam and the mizbeach qualified as being tzofen. Now you'll say, what's the big deal? Go to the northern part of the Azara that corresponds bein ulam b'lam mizbeach, and of course it should be tzafen. But the truth is, it's not so pashit. Because when the Torah says that kachi kadashim shchitasim b'tzafen, the Torah adds a little bit of language. It says v'shachat oisoi al yerech hamizbeach tzafen olifnei Hashem. The shchita is talking specifically about the carbon oilo. It's in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. That's the first carbon that the Torah mentions. Should be done tzafen, but it also says al yerech hamizbeach. It should be done on the side of the mizbeach. And it's because of that that there was a shita in the Tanoim that it could be the only part of the Azara that qualifies as being tzafon is if it's al yerech ha-mizbeach, if it's to the northern part of the mizbeach. As if to say you have to be facing the mizbeach on its northern side, it's only that that's going to be considered tzafon. Meaning, had the Torah said, v'shachat oisoi tzafon olifnei Hashem, that as long as you're in the northern part of the Azara, Lechura, that would constitute Tzafon, and you should be able to do Shechita there. But because the Torah didn't simply say Tzafon, it says, V'shachat oisoi al yerech ha-mizbeach Tzafon, that would seem to suggest that it's not enough that you're Tzafon, you also have to be al yerech ha-mizbeach. As if to say, you have to go to the side of the northern wall of the Mizbeach, and that's where you have to do the Shechita. Now that's not Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach is by definition the space between the Mizbeach, the Meiriv wall of the Mizbeach, and the Ulam. Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofayna is to the side of the northern wall of the Mizbeach. If the Mishnah says that the smicha of the Par Kohen Gadol was done Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, and this halacha taken for smicha shchita, which means that the shchita would have had it been done there as well, and the Par was a chatas, which means it's kachi gedashim shchitas and betzafon, zoysoy meres in a very roundabout way, you see from here that the area Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach is considered tzafon, which is really totally in a machlokes tanam, what the definition of tzafon is as it relates to shchitas kachi gedashim. That's the Gemara's diak, and that's the first discussion of today's daf. Says the Gemara, man shamalei do ama bein ulam v'lam mizbeach tzafon. Who's the man that holds that the area between the ulam and the mizbeach is considered tzafon? Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. It's the Tana. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. He said, what's the definition of tzafon? Again, we're not asking what's tzafon of the Azara. We know what tzafon and the Azara is. Go figure it out. What discussing is what's the definition of tzafon as it relates to shchitas kachei kadoshim. Says the Gemara, what's the definition of tzafon? Mikir shal mizbeach tzfoni v'ad koisel. Azara. It's from the tzafon wall of the mizbeach until the koisel ha'azara u'kineged kol ha'mizbeach kuloi tzafon divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So the mizbeach was 32 amos wide. It was 32 by 32. It was a perfect square. So it was 32 amos wide. The 32 amos that correlate to the tzafoni wall of the mizbeach between the wall and the koisel of the Azara, it's in the tzofen part of the Azara, it's also literally al yerech ha-mizbeach tzofeno, that's the area that's considered tzofen, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Moisef, Af, Minu, Lom, Ha-mizbeach, Rabbi Shimon said, it's not only that area, but it's that area, plus the area Beinu Ulam V'la Mizbeach, meaning the entire northern part of the Azara, Beinu Ulam V'la Mizbeach, is also considered tzafon. Rabbi Moisef, Af Mokim Drisas Ragli Akoyhanev, Af Mokim Drisas Ragli Yisrael. Rabbi was Moisef, and he said, even the part of the Azara where only Koyhanim were allowed to go, and by the way, even the part of the Azara that Yisraelim were allowed to go, as long as you're in the northern part of the Azara, that's going to be considered tzafon. Avol min ha-chalifois v'lifnim. But if you'd be to the northern part of the chalifois, so Rashi says that the chalifois was chambers that were in the ulam that protruded from the heichal. So the ulam was a little bit wider than the heichal. And what they did with that extra width of the ulam versus the heichal is they made Lishkois there, and it was known as the Lishkas HaChalifois. It was called the Lishkas HaChalifois because a chalif is called a knife. Rashi says, Sakin kari chalif Beloshon Aravi. Interesting, because we use the word Chalev. It actually is an Arabic word, says Rashi, and it means sakin. But regardless, that area, if you were to the northern part of the Lishkas HaChalifa, is Hakom Moedim Shepasel. Everybody agrees it's going to be possible. Bottom line is, we have a braisa. Three opinions, what the definition of Tzofin is as it relates to the Shechita of Kachay Kadosh. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's only if it's literally Al Yerech HaMizbeach. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the area of Bein Ulam HaMizbeach is also considered Tzofin. Meaning, Yerech HaMizbeach for sure, Bein Ulam HaMizbeach, northern part of the Azar, is considered Tzofin. According to Rabbi, even the Makom where the Kehanim were allowed to walk, and Makom Drisas Ragli Yisrael, that would be considered that as well. Zokta Gemara Lema, it would seem from our Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ivalei Rabbi, meaning is our Mishnah Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and not Rabbi? Now, that's Pashit, that our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said that Tzofin is only Al Yerech HaMizbeach. The Mishnah says clearly that the Smicha happened Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach, which means that the Shechita happened Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach. So you see clearly the area Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach is considered Tzofin. It's a kosher place to do the Shechita. The Loi Keshitas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. That's easy. But what the Gemara is not 100% sure of, and that is the discussion of the Gemara. Lema Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ivalei Rabbi. Should we say that the Tana, the Mishnah, is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and not Rabbi? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said clearly, he said explicitly that the area Beino Ulam Vlam Mizbeach is considered Tzofin. What did Rabbi say? Rabbi Moisef Af Mokim Drisas Ragli Akehanim, the Af Mokim Drisas Ragli Yisrael. He never said anything about the area Beino Ulam Vlam Mizbeach. So the Gemara is entertaining a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, that maybe Rabbi holds that if you're literally Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofin, that's considered Tzofin. And if you go further east, away from the Heichal, the Makom Drisas Ragli Kehanim, the Makom Drisas Yisrael, maybe that's also going to be considered Tzofin, but maybe Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach not. And that's the Gemara Shaila. For sure, the Tana, the Mishnah, could be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Could it also be Rabbi? So the Gemara says, yeah, Filu Teme Rabbi. Hashto, Rabbi Adarais, Rabbi Yehuda Moisef, Adar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Lay Moisef. Meaning it's a Kalvachayme. Rabbi seems to be the third sheet in succession. He's being Moisef even more. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says it's only literally Al Yerech HaMizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was Moisef even Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach. And Rebbe was Moisef more than that. He said, Av Mokum Drisus Ragli Gehanim, and Av Drisus Ragli Yisrael. But certainly, Bechlau Masayimana, if Rebbe holds Drisus Ragli Gehanim, Drisus Ragli Yisrael is considered Tzofin, then for sure, the area Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach is going to be considered Tzofin. And the reason it's a Kal V'chomer, Rashi says, is because it makes sense that the closer you are to the Heichel, the more Kaddosh that area should be. And it's more mistaber that that area should be kosher for shechita. So if you could shech kachi kadoshim further back in the azara, meaning further away from the heichal, certainly if you get closer to the heichal, your bein ulam v'lam mizbeach, it should work as well. In other words, the Gemara says, I don't even hear the havamina. What's the lema, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, v'lo Rabbi? What would be the tzad? If Rabbi said makim drisas ragli kehanim and makim drisas ragli kehanim, Yisrael is considered Tzofin, then this should be as well. So the Gemara says, no, I'm not hachik kamirin. The reason the Gemara is hearing this possibility, even though it's svara, it doesn't seem so logical, is because the Gemara was bothered by something. Rabbi, if the Tana, the Mishnah, could be Rabbi, then noikme bekule yazara, then why does it have to be dafko beino ulam v'lam mizbeach? Why couldn't it be in the back of the azara? I mean, why couldn't you make it anywhere? According to Rabbi, every part of the azara, as long as you're on the north part, is kosher for shechitas kosher kadoshim. So why did it have to be dafka bein ulam v'lam mizbeach? Why couldn't you back it up a little bit? So it's for that reason the Gemara thought that the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rebbe. Not because Rebbe doesn't hold that the area bein ulam v'lam mizbeach is Tzofin. Of course it's Tzofin. If Makom Drisas Ragli Kehanavi Yisrael is Tzofin, for sure bein ulam v'lam mizbeach is Tzofin. But the Gemara is bothered with something else. The Gemara is bothered that if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe, so why does it have to be bein ulam v'lam mizbeach? Why can't you back it up? Oh, must be it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara has the very obvious response. Elamai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. See, you're telling me then, no, can't be Rebbe, because if it was Rebbe, you should be able to do it anywhere. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you're boxed in. It has to be Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach. The Gemara says it's not true. Why? Even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you have another option. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that you could do it between the Mizbeach and the Kaisel. He just added Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach. So if you want to ask such a kasha, that why do we pick Beino Ulam Vala Mizbeach if you could do it somewhere else? That same kasha, you could ask according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Elamai Yisach Lameh. Why is there not a kasha? Because you have to say, Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. Because at the end of the day, we want the Shechita to be done as close as possible to the Heichal. The reason is because the Zrikas are going to happen in the Heichal. The Kohen Gadol is going to be the one that's going to do the Zrikas. He's doing everything today. And the Kohen Gadol's fasting. He's weak. He has a big job. It's very taxing what he's doing. And we don't have to want him to have to work more than he needs to. So if we're going to do the Shechita somewhere else in the Azar, he's going to have to walk with the Mizruk and the blood all the way to the Heichnol. It's a Tirchi Yisera, so we're just being nice to him. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe, now maybe the time of the Mishnah is Rebbe, and Mishum Chul Shud the Kohen Gadol, it's because of the Chul Shud the Kohen Gadol, we didn't do it anywhere in the Azar. The bottom line is, the Gemara began with an Agav Diyak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Smicha that the Kohen Gadol did on his par, that was v'chiper badeh u'bad beisai, happened ben u'nav l'mizbech. If that's where the smicha happened, then that's where the shchita happened, because that's the rule. Takef l'smicha shchita. Now, the par was a chatas. Chatas is kachi kadashim, which requires safin. So you see from the Mishnah that the Tana the Mishnah holds that kachi kadashim, that shchitasim b'tzafin, can happen bein u'lam v'lam mizbech, which means that the Tana the Mishnah has to be either Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon or Rebbe. Who's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe? Brisa, three shitas, what the definition of tzafin is related to kachi kadashim shchitasim b'tzafin. You're going to say, what's the question, what the definition of tzafin is? Figure out what tzafin is and do it there. No, because the Torah says, v'shachat oisai al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafin elof ne'ashem. Al yerech ha-mizbeach through chazal for a loop, in that it's not enough that it's tzafin. It has to have some connection to yerech ha-mizbeach. Three shitas, what the definition of that is. Ashenogeya v'sug yoseinu is the time of the Mishnah's either Rabbi Elazar of Rav Shimon, or it's Rabbi Zokta Gemara, Roshoy Ledoroim, Upanov Lemayriv. So the par that was situated, Beino Ulav Lamizbeach, was positioned in a way where Roshoy Ledoroim, the head was facing Doroim, Upanov Lemayriv, and its face was facing Mayriv. Now, just to visualize this a little bit, the Heichol was on the Mayriv side of the Azara. So if somebody entered the Azara, the main shahr was Mizrach. You walked Mizrach to Mayrev, you're walking east to west, and at the far west, you have the Ulam, which opens up into the Heichal, which goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So essentially what we're saying is that the head of the animal was facing Doroim, meaning it was suffering the Doroim, not with its back to the main shahr and its face to the Heichal, but to the contrary, along the width of the Azara, however, Upanov Lemayrov, but its face was to Mayrov. So the Gemara says, Heichi Meshkachasla, what does that even mean? Meaning, if it's Roshay Ledorin, how is it Panov Lemayrov? Omar Rav, Ba'oikim Es Roshay. Very simple. The physical animal was suffering Ledorin, but they turned his head so that the face was facing Mayrov. Freik the Gemara, V'noik Milahed, yeah? Why are we making this animal do these acrobatics? Why don't we just have it facing Mizrach Mayrov? Amar Abaye Gzeira Shem Yarbitz Galal. Because there was a concern that maybe the animal would have to go to the bathroom, and that would be disrespectful, because its back would be to the Mizbeach, and its face would be to the Heichol, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if it's going to be Marbitz Galal, we'd rather that part of the animal be exposed to Tzafin, then, rather than Mizrach, and that's why it was done in that way. Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. So we mentioned that the Kohen Gadol would go to his par. He was Soymech Shteyad of Olav Umizvada. And he would say Vidu. So the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa now that's going to talk about the concept of Vidu in general. Tanu Rabbanon. Keitzad Soymech Hazevach. How exactly did the Kohen in general do Smicha? So Rashi says this is not talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur necessarily, but in general, Ketzat Tzoymech, how did Tzmicha take place? The Zevach Oymed B'Tzofen, so the Zevach would be standing B'Tzofen upon of Lemayrev, like we just said, Vas Tzoymech Oymed B'Mizrach, and the one that was doing the Tzmicha was standing Mizrach upon of Lemayrev, he was facing Mayrev. So the animal was facing Tzofen Darim, but the Tzoymech himself, the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol, he was facing Mizrach Mayrev. Menich She'yadav Ben Shteik, and he would take his two hands and put them between the two horns of the carbon, and then make sure that there was no chatzitza, meaning he had to make direct contact with the animal. There wasn't allowed to be a chatzitza. And he would say, vidui. Okay, how did the vidui go? Al chatos, if he was bringing a carbon chatos, alvoin chatos. He would say vidui on the chatos, or on that vera for which he's bringing the chatas. So if this person was a Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he would be misvada for being a Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Val Asham, if he was bringing a carbon Asham, avayin Asham, he would be misvada for that vera of the Asham. Val Oilo, and if it was an Oilo, so this is interesting, the vidu would be avayin leket shikha upeya. He would say vidu for the fact that he didn't properly give leket shikha upeya. These are from the Matnas Aniyim, some of the things that a yid in a field, and Eretz Yisrael has to leave over for the Aniyim. So if he didn't do those, and it's for that reason he's bringing the Karban Oilo, that would be the vidui. Take out the words of Maaser Ani. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosei Aglili said. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva argued with Rabbi Yosei Aglili on the last thing, on what the vidui of the Oilo was. Rabbi Yosei Aglili said, what was the vidui of the Oilo? It was Leket Shekhobeya, which is interesting. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Akiva said, Ein Oilo Ba El Alas. No, the Oilo didn't come to be Mechaper on Leket Shekhobeya. What it came to be Mechaper was for an asay, if someone was mevatel a mitzvah, asay, amazed, you can bring a carbon oil and you can get a kaparo. Va'lois asay shenita glase. Or if someone did a lois asay shenita glase, for which there's no malchus, so then too the halach is, you'd be able to get kaparo. So we have a machloikis. According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, the oilo was mechaper for leket shikhopeya. According to Rabbi Akiva, the oilo was mechaper for asay. And it was also mechaper for loisa se shenita glase. Zok tigmar b'maykom mifligi. What's the machlokes? But let's just speak out one piece outside, and that is the Gemara is going to say for sure Rabbi Yosi Aglili agrees with what Rabbi Akiva just said. Then ein oilo ba ella glase v'loisa se shenita glase. Rabbi Yosi Aglili doesn't think that the whole purpose of a carbon oil was leket shekhobeya. We would have heard about this if that was shintas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That is not his shinta. He holds oilas mechaper for asay and falav shenita glase. No disagreement with Rabbi Akiva. And that's why the Gemara's could even struggle to figure out b'may kamiflake. So what then did Rabbi Yosi Aglili mean when he said that someone's bringing an oil, he should be misvada for leket shekhobeya? He wanted to say something geschmack. He wanted to add a knech, and that is that you should know leket shikhopeya aloisases shenita glases. That's what he was trying to say. They were loisases shenita glase. Now the havamina that it should be a loisases shenita glase is because the Torah says uvekutzruchem es ktsir artzruchem loisachale pasot choliktor meleket ktsir choloisalaket. So that's the halacha of peyo. It's the halacha of leket, and it says it as a loisase. Loisechale pasotcha is a laugh. Veleket ketzircha loisalakin, it's a laugh. Vecharmacha loisa oilel. Uferet karmacha loisalakin. And then it says, Looni velager tazavoisam. Ani Hashem Elokecha. What are you really supposed to do with these things? You're supposed to give it to the ani and the ger. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, this is a laf shenita glase. This is no difference than when it says in the Torah you shouldn't steal. But if you steal, the heshev esagzei lasher gozal. This is no different where it says in the Torah loy sucha lesalim that if you see someone's aveda, you can't turn a blind eye. Rather, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to return the aveda. Hashav es aveda. So this is a laf shenita glase. Loy sechale, loy snelaket. Again, this is your lav shenita glase. So everybody agrees that oil is mechaper fasay and for lav shenita glase. The reason Rabbi Yosi Aglili is talking about leket shikha and peya because he wants to bring out that these things are also lav shenita glase. But okay, that sounds like then Rabbi Kiva holds that really it's not a lav shenita glase. So that's the introduction to the next part of the daf. So zok the gemara, what's the machloikis whether leket shikhopeya is a lav shenita glase, or is not a lav shenita glase, Rabbi Yirmiyo. So Rabbi Yirmiyo said as follows, belav de nevelo kom niflugi. They're arguing whether the lav of nevelo is a lav shenita glase, or is not a lav shenita glase. Now, the lav of nevelo is not a lav that you usually think of as being a lav shenita glase. Stating that, if you look at the pasuk, revisit it, it's not so pasha. It says in the Torah, lo yisoichlu kol nevelo. You can't eat nevela. Lager asher b'sharecha titnena ve'achala. It's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do with the nevela. You're supposed to give it to the ger. The ger, toishav, he's allowed to live with you. He's allowed to eat nevela. That's what you're supposed to do with it. Says Zokti Gemara, the machloik is Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, whether leket shikhu pay is a lav shenita glase or not. It's really toloi in another shaila, and that is the lav of nevela. Is it nita glase or is it not? Rabbi Akiva holds lav ma'al yo. It's a regular lav. It's not a lav on nita glase. Rabbi Yosef Glili saw the lav ma'al yo. It's not a lav ma'al yo, and really is a lav on nita glase. So what are the two tzadim? So Rashi explains very gishmak. What's your typical lav shenita glase? The Torah says don't do X. If you do it, you have a mitzvah to do Y. Don't steal. If you steal, take the thing you stole and return it. That's lav hanita glase. That's not something that you could do with nevela. Like soichlu kol nevela. If I eat nevela, what should I do? Lager hashav b'sharecha titnena v'achola. That ship sailed. I ate it already. What does the Torah mean when it says lager hashav b'sharecha titnena v'achola? It's what you should do instead of eating it. It's an assay, maybe, but it's an assay that precedes the lav. It doesn't follow the lav. Rabbi Akiva holds that a lav shenitak lasei is an asei that you can do after the lav. You did the lav, now I have an asei. And the lomdus is because lav anitak lasei is the pshat that the asei is misak in the lav. That's why there's no malchus, because the Torah told you what you should do for a tikkun. Don't get malchus, that's not your tikkun. Your tikkun is do the asei. Focus on doing something positive. Try to farech. Try to be misak in what you did. That's not something you could do by the lav anitak lasei. Rabbi Akiva holds lav anitak lasei is not a lav anitak lasei. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that it is a lav anitak lasei. Because at the end of the day, the only time you get malchus is if the lav is your prototypical lav. It's a lav. It's a lav that is only a lav. There's no asay that follows the lav, and there's no asay that I could have done prior to the lav. The lumbus of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the reason lav anitak lasei you don't get malchus on is because it's not similar to leisachsim shar b'dishay, which is exhibit A. It's the prototype for a lois asay for which you get malchus. And leisachsim shar b'dishay has no lav, not after the, has no asay after the lav, has no asay prior to the lav, and that's why you're not going to get malchus. But either way, for that, we really have to go through Masechta Smachus a little bit better. But for now, Zok the Gemara, you want to know what the machlokes is. Lav's been available. Would it be a lav shenita glase, or would it not? Rabbi Kiva holds it's a regular lav. So if lav been available is a regular lav, lekit shikopay is also a regular lav. Because even though it says, la'anivilager tazavoisam, but what the Torah means when it says that is not once you take the lekit shikopay, it means prior to taking the lekit shikopay. So it's like lav been available, which is not a lav anita glase. This is also not a lav anita glase. Rabbi Yeh Aglili holds that lav din avela is lav ma'al yehu. It's not a lav ma'al yehu, meaning it is a lav in it to glase, even though the lagera shebisha recha titnet of acholo happens before you ate din avela. So for that same price, like Leka Chikope is also going to be a lava nitta glase. Abayam Abaya argued. He said, Kuliyam lav din veil lav ma'al. Maybe everybody holds lav din veil is a lav ma'al. Meaning there's no tan and shas that holds that you don't get malchus for the lav of nevela. Ay la gera shebisha recha titnet of acholo. What shaykhis does it have to do with lava nitta glase? That's what you were supposed to have done before you ate it. That's poshit, the lava nitta glase means that you could be misaking the lav by doing the assay. So what's the machloikis, Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Akiva? V'hocha b'tazav k'mivlgi. No, here the machloikis is by lekeche kopei. It's different. Rabbi Akiva sov atazav mikara mashma. Rabbi Akiva holds the mitzvah of tazav is before you take the lekeche kopei. Once you take the lekeche kopei, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. Therefore, he holds it's not a lava nitta glase. Rabbi Yisrael Glili sov ahashta mashma. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds no. You can be mekayim the mitzvah of tazav before you take the but you could also be mekayim the mitzvah of tazav after you take the lekeche kopeya. Hence, it is a lav anitak lasei, and that's why Rabbi Yosef Aglili, when he said that oila is mechaper for lav and anitak lasei, he said lekeche kopeya. So he wanted to agav orche kamash malon, like the Tanam always did, is agav, I can teach you a chiddush, and that is the lekeche kopeya. You should know. You would have thought maybe it's not a lav anitak lasei. Tazav is mashma. Even hashta, and therefore it's going to be considered a lav hanitik lase. Regardless, the Gemara just brought a short braisa related to the halachas of vidui, and now the Gemara is going to bring a longer braisa. So the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol, when he came to his par, it was Beina Ulam Vala Mizbeach, Rabbi Shimon or Rebbe, it was Roshay L'Daroim Upad of Lamayrev, meaning it had to twist its head a little bit. The Kohen was standing Mizrach Tamayrev, he's facing the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He did smicha umizvada. And then he said vidui. V'kach noyo oimen. This was the vidui. Ono Hashem. Avisi pashati chatasi lefanecha. Now notice the order. Avisi first, pashati second, chatasi first. Ani uvesi. Ono Hashem. Kaper no, same order. La'avoinois, v'la pishon v'la chatoin. And some dritten mo. She avisi v'she pashati v'she chatasi lefanecha. So three times in the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol's misvada for three categories of averos: avoinos, pshoim, and chatois. And the order is avisi, pashati, chatosi. Zok de Gemara. That's the next discussion. Tanu Rabbanon, keitzad misvada. What was the exact nusach of the vidui? Kohen Gadol would say avisi, pashati, v'chatosi. You find this lashon in the Torah. The Torah is discussing the sira mishtalech. That's one of the two goats, the one that ended up going down the cliff in the midbar. And the pasuk says, "V'hisvada all of us kol avoinos bnei Yisrael, v'eskol pishayim l'chol chatoisim." The Kohen Gadol said vidui on the sira mishtalech, and the Torah says that the vidui was said on all the averes, but avoinos psham chatosam in that order. The chaim emoshuim, you find it by Moshe as well in the yud gimel midah shal rachamim. Noisei avoin vafesha dechata. That's the seder. First avoin, then pesha, then chata. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir is the Tana of our Mishnah. He says that the right girsa, meaning the way you're supposed to do it, is avisi Pashati, and then Chatasi, and there's precedence for this. Number one, that's the Seder that the Torah singles out regarding the Vidui on the Sarah Mishtalech. And number two, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Yud Gim Amidah Shorachamim, it says, Noisei Avoyim Vafesha Vechatap. Chamim argued. Chamim said, how could it be? Avoy Noisei Vazdoinis. What does Avoy mean? It means an Aver that a person does Bemeis, Vechain Hu Oimer, he Kores the Kores and Nefeshahi. Avoy Naba, you see the word Avoy in the context of Kores, obviously it means an Aver Bemeis. There's no chorus for shaykh. Pshayim is Elo HaMiradim. That's when someone's Moirid B'malchus. That's an act of rebellion. As if in the context of an Avera, someone does an Avera Lahachis. That's what Miradim is. That's what a Pesha is. V'chinu Oymer, Melech Moyev Poshavi. V'oymer, Oz Tivsha Livna Be'esahi. L'chol Chatoysen, what's a Chatos? Elo HaShkogis. That's not a shaykh. V'chinu Oymer, Nefesh Ki Secheta Bishkogo. Sataina de Chachamim. I don't understand the Seder. The Seder is Avisi Poshati Chatosi. If you said Ovisi, you're saying Vidui on the Mezit. If you say Pashati, you're saying Vidui on the Lahachis. Now, Choizim is Vadal Ashkogas. After that, you're going to say Vidui on the Shkogas. As if to say, I got Kapara for the Mezit, I got Kapara for the Lahachis. I need to now ask Kapara for the Shogig. That's the Chachamim's argument. Elos, the Chachamim said, must be the Seder, the Vidui was differently. Kachoyim is Vada. He would say Chatasi. Then Avisi, and then Pashati Lefanecha Ani Uvesi. So it was Chattas, then Avoyim, and then it was Pesha. There's a precedent for this as well. You find David HaMelech said, Chatanu Amaviseinu, first Chatanu, then Hevinu, which is Avoyim, and then Hirshanu, that's Pesha, that's Meir B'malchus. V'chim B'shloimah Huoymer, Chatanu V'Hirshanu Umarad. V'chim B'Daniel Huoymer, Chatanu V'Hevinu V'Hirshanu Umarad. El Ma'usham HaMoishin Noisei Avoyim V'Fesha V'Chatoh. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Noisei Avoyim V'Fesha V'Chatoh, if that's not the right order? Amar Moshe L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chacham said, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying something else. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shoshi Yisrael Chaytum Lefanecha Vayisen Tshuva, when the Yidden do Averus and then they do Tshuva. Tshuva Miyira. Asei Lahem Zdoinis Kishkagis. You should make this Zdoinis Kishkagis. And that's what he was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. Noisei Avoyim V'Fesha, that if the Yidden do Tshuva, make the Avoyim and the Pesha as if it was a Chata, as if it was really a Shagig. But the bottom line is, we have a Machloikis, Rameir and the Chachamim, what the Seder of the Vidui was. According to the Chacham, according to Rameir, it was a Visi, it was Pashati v'Chatasi, the way we have it in the Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, it was Chatasi, then a Visi, and then Pashati. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amar Rav. Halacha k'divrei Chacham. Now, you want to know what the halacha is? We passing like the chafidim are pshita. Yach rabbi halacha grab. Why would you think you passing like Rameir or Yachid connected the chacham and that are rabbi? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Ma'u the time I would have thought mistaber time of the Rameir, because Rameir's time is maybe a little bit more mistaber. Because at the end of the day, he had psukim to support it, and primarily the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu noisei avayim v'fesha. Right? Kro de Moshe. We even have that in one girsa in the Gemara. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush. That even though it's more mistaber time of the Rameir, but at the end of the day, we pass. Like the Chacham. So the Gemara tells a postscript to this halacha. There was once someone that came to Rabbi, v'avad Rameir. He did like Rameir, not like Rav Paskin. He did it like Rameir. Amale. So Rabbi turned to this about tefillah, this chazan on Yom Ram, on Yom Kippur, and he said, Shavkis Rabban of Avs Rameir. He says, why are you doing like Rameir? Amale. So he told him, Rameir is spiritually. No, I actually think Shat's more mashman like Rameir. As I was his mashman in the pasuk, and this is where the Gemara ends its discussion. So it's interesting. We have a machloikis tanam, what the Seder of the Vidui was. The Gemara says, halacha kichachamim, pshita the halacha is like the chachamim. Then the Gemara gives a svara why maybe it wasn't so pashit. And then the Gemara concludes with a story where it was about tefillah, chazan on Yom Kippur. He was in the presence of Rabbah. He said the nusach of Rameir, not the nusach that the Gemara paskin like. And Rabbah said, I don't understand. Why are you doing it the wrong way? So he says, no, this is the way I think. And the Gemara ends its discussion. So the Rishonim, because of this, have a whole discussion. Who do we paskin like? Usually when the Gemara says halacha kichachamim, that's the end of the conversation. Ravina Rav Ashi was Seifei Rav. The Gemara Baskin's one way. There's nothing to talk about afterwards. But the Gemara made this a little bit tricky. Because right after the Gemara Paskin, like the Chachamim, a story, a Meisashaya Kachaya, where Rabbah tried invoking the Shita of the Chachamim, this Chazan told Rabbah that, I'll tell you why I did it the way I did it, and Rabbah seemed to be Shtika Kaida. He didn't seem to respond. So it's because of this that there's some Rishonim that hold that what the Gemara really wants with this story with Rabbah is to be Chayzer. That even though the Gemara said, Halacha kechachamim, and Yachav Rabbim, Halacha kerabim, but the Maskana, the Stam Mishnah is Rameir, and this Maisa Shaya Kachaya with Rabbah, he seemed to be okay with Shit is Rameir, and maybe the Halacha should be Rameir. La Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Chachamim, Rav Rishonim Paskin, like the Chachamim, that it's not Ovisni pashati chatasi, but rather it's the seder that the Chachamim mentioned in the Gemara. That note, zokt the Gemara vayta tanu rabbanon. So the pasuk says regarding this par that belonged to Aharon HaKohen. That's the topic of the daf. The hikra v'aharon is parachatos ashaloi. The chiper ba'adoi uba'ad beisai. So what does it mean, the chiper ba'adoi uba'ad beisai? So almost every single time when you use the word kapara in the context of kachim, it means the same thing. And that is Kabbalah, Halacha, but really Zrika. Zrika is the kapara. That's the ritzoi of a carbon. Says the Gemara that when it says v'chiper in this pasuk, it's actually not what it means. V'kaparas dvarim akasim adar. V'chiper means vidoy. The kaparu was the kohen gadol being misvada. Ato emre v'kaparas dvarim. O ye'enu yele kaparas damim. How do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means dam, which is what it always means. Sok de braisa, re'ani dam. I have a cheshbon. Nemre kan kapar. It says over here kapar. V'nemre lahalon. And it says over there, regarding the sor la'azazel, kapar. V'asor asha olo, olo v'agor la'azazel, yom et chay lufnei Hashem, l'chaper olo. V'shalo choyse la'azazel amidbar. Now, ma kapar amur besor dvarim. Just like over there, what is the kapar? It's the dvarim. And the reason the Gemara knows that is because there was no Shechit Kabbalah Elochas Rika with the Tzor La'azazel. It was just thrown down a cliff. So, Bal Karchach, there's no other way to learn. Obviously, the Kapara there was the Vidu that the Kohen Gadol said on the Tzor HaMishtaleach. So, Av Kapara, Amura Bepar Dvarim, so to the Kapara that the Torah mentions related to the Par must be Dvarim. V'im Nafsha Choloim, the Brayse Kinnir says, and if this is going to bother you, something is tugging on you. You're not comfortable with what I just said. You're still not sure. I mean, even though I just told you Avigzer Shava from the power that the Kohen Gadol brought to the Sar Mishkalech, you still feel that maybe that's not true. Maybe Kapara means Domim. I really want to have another Makar for you anyways. It says, V'hikr v'harin es parachatas ashaloi, v'chiper badoi uba'ad beisoi. Okay. And then only later does it say v'shachat, that the Kohen Gadol should go ahead and shecht his par. Meaning, v'adayin lo nishchat par. And he didn't shecht yet. So obviously, the chiper means dvar. It can't mean zrika. You can't do zrika before shechita. So, tzak to Gemara. You want to know what the chiper means? Kapar is dvar. How do I know? I learned it from the Sar Mishtalech. But vim nafshach aloimer. If for some reason you're going to be a little uncomfortable with this makar, so don't worry about it. It's mefurish in the pasuk that way. Because it says the chiper, and then it says v'shachat. So this kapar must be something that happens before the shechita. The only thing that could possibly be is vidu. Freaking word. My vim nafshach aloimer. What would be bothering someone about this Gzeir Shavah? This Gzeir Shavah is throughout Shas. Why would this bother somebody? So the Gemara says it's a svar, because v'chitei menelef misara nasa b'fnim shakaparosi b'damim mehecha teisi learn v'chiper from the Sar Mishtaleach. That was the Sar that never had Zriko. That was the Sar that ended up in the Midbar. Maybe learn it from the Sar Lashem that was kaparosi b'damim. It was nasa b'fnim. It was brought in the Heichal. Harei Weimer. That's why we need another Makar v'chiper. V'adai le'nishch l'apar. It says v'chiper before the Shechita. So Makar, it doesn't mean the Zrika. Zok the Gemara, minayin sheba ana. So, Mishnah mentioned the nusach of the Vido. It says, v'kach hoya oimer, ana Hashem. He began with the word ana. Avisi, pashati, chatasi lefanacha. So the Gemara says, what's the makar to the word ana? Nemar kan kapar. Zok the Gemara, it says over here, kapar, regarding the power that the Kohen Gadol brought. V'nemar lahalon b'chayrev. And it says, by chayrev, kapar. Now, chayrev is referring to the Chet HaEgel, Rashi says. So by the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened Hashem, Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem, Vayoymar, Ono Chata Ha'am Azer Chata Gedoylo, Vayasu Lahem Eloyhei Zav. So Moshe Rabbeinu used the word Ono. Ma'ala Halon Ba'ono, Avkan Ba'ono. So just like it says Ono by the Chet HaEgel, and it says Kaparo, so to hear where it says Kaparo, it also means with the word Ono. Uminayim Shebeshem. How do you know that the Kohen Gadol, when he says Vidu, should say Hashem's name? Ono Hashem. On Hashem, three times he mentioned Hashem's name when he said Vidur. So how do you know that he's supposed to mention Hashem's name? Nemer kan kapar. It says again the word kapar. Nemer be egla rufa kapar. And by the egla rufa it says kapar la amcha Yisrael asher podiso Hashem. Mal halom b'shem. Just like up there it says the name Hashem. Afkan b'shem. So to hear it means Hashem. Amr Abaya. So Abaya said, interesting. So we're learning Vidur on Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol from the Chet HaEgel, and then we're learning it also from the Egla Rufa, meaning from the Chet HaEgel we learn the word Ana, and from the Egla Rufa we learn the fact that he's supposed to use the Shem Hashem. But it seems like there's a matrix here. Egla Rufa, Chet HaEgel, Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, they're all somewhat associated with each other. So Abaye said, let's see if we can follow along this train of thought. Amar Abaye, Bishlam Chayr, Egla Rufa, Le'yalef. I understand why you wouldn't learn Chayre from Egla Rufa. Right? What does that even mean? Learn Cheta Egel, the Nusach that Moshe Rabbeinu should have used by the Cheta Egel for Megala Rufa. Why? Because Maida Hava Hava. Whatever happened, happened. It's the question doesn't even make sense. Elo, however, this is a real question. Egla Arufa Delof Michairev. Shouldn't we learn Egla Arufa from Chairev? Meaning, if these all three are connected somehow, so how come by the Egla Arufa, the Zikne, Ha'ir, Bezdin that went out and they performed the Egla Arufa, why didn't they also use the word Ana? Maybe they did say Ana. You know they didn't say Ana. Yeah, but Tanan, I do know, because it's a Mishnah. Akpianim, Oimim, Kapil Amach Yisrael, Vilu Ba'ana, like, come, it doesn't say anything about Ana, Zach the Gemara Kasha, which means, I hear. Mishnah says that after the Kangala would say Vidoy, so they, we don't know who they is yet, but they would answer and say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy La'Olam Vatan. Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi says the pasuk says Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydalei Lekenu. Amar Lehem Moshe Liyisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden. B'Shoshani Maskish Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I mention the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Havu Goydal. You should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy La'Olam Vatan. Meaning the reason they said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy La'Olam Vatan was a reaction. It was a response to the fact that the Kohen Gadol had mentioned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Chananya, who is Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, said, it's learned from a different pasuk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So Poshina means, you mention the name of a tzadik, you say Zatzal, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Zecher Tzadik Nekudosh Levracha, right, that's what it means. But Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael, B'shoshani Masker Tzadik Olamim, when I mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzadik Olamim, Atem Tenu Bracha, and the Bracha was Baruch Shem, Kevoit Malchusoy La'olam vat. So a loaded daf, which really is getting knee deep into the avodah from Kippur, like we mentioned at the beginning of the daf. Really, this requires a little bit of an introduction. We do what we do, but just a little bit of raid as it relates to today's daf, and that is the Mishnah mentioned the vidui that the Kohen Gadol said on Paroi, on his part. And the Mishnah said, "V'kach haya omer, Ano Hashem, Avisi, Pashati, Chatosi lefanecha, Ani uvesi. Ano Hashem, Kaperno lavoinois, v'lapshon, v'lachatoim, Shnei avisi, v'sha pashati, v'sha chatosi lefanecha, Ani uvesi, kakosu v'tayres moisha abdecha, ki beyoyim azeh yichap aleichem, l'tayres, v'mikol chatesich l'vnei Hashem titaru, v'hein oinem achrov, baruch shem, k'vein malchusoy, v'yoyim lefan." Now this was the first of three times that the Kohen Gadol would say vidoy. Every time that the Kohen Gadol said vidui, he said it with this nusach. Now, one of the things that was unique about the nusach of the vidui the Kohen Gadol was that he mentioned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you go through the exact nusach, three times he mentions the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the makar that when the Kohen Gadol said vidui, he had to say Hashem's name? The Gemara says it's learned out from the Egla Arufa. Nemar kan kapara. V'nemar be'egla rufa kapara. Ma lahalom b'shem. Because it says kapar l'amchi Yisrael asher podiso Hashem. Avkan b'shem. So too over here, it had to be with the Shem Hashem. But we know, and it's a Gemara coming up in the next few days, that when the Kohen Gadol said vidui all three times, and he mentioned the Shem Hashem, he didn't say the Shem Hashem the way we say it, but he actually was Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef. He did what we are not allowed to do, and that is, he said the name of Hashem the way it's written. And he did it when he said vidui. He did it all three times that he said vidui, which means that in the context of vidui, he was masking the Shem Hashem nine times. The Gemara is going to bring a braisa that says that there were 10 times on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol mentioned the name of Hashem, 9 during vidui, and the 10th time was when he made the geirul, sar echad Hashem, v'sar echad l'azazel, he would say Lashem, that was a declaration, and the way he would say Lashem was by actually mentioning the name of HaKadosh Baruch. The Rosh, at the very end of Masechtas Yuma, brings a machloikis rishonim. He says, the Goinim already discussed this. What it means when the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol, when he said vidui, would be maske the Shem Hashem. The Rosh says that Lanias Daiti, Pashup Shat, what it means is, he would say Yud Kei Vav Kei. But instead of saying Yud Kei Vav Kei and reading it the way we do, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, he would say Yud Kei Vav Kei the way it was written. Something that we are not allowed to do. But the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was given Rishos, and this is what he would do. But he brings for Rav Hai Goyin. The Rav Hai Goyin said not that way. For Rav Hai Omar, Loi Beloshen Azeh Hoya Omer Kohen Gadol on Hashem. Ela, you want to know what the Kohen Gadol used to say? What was this Shem? He would say the Shem Ben Shnayim Varba Moisius. There's a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's made up of 42 Oisius. Incidentally, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the 42 Oisius are the Rosh HaTevis of the Mizmar Ona B'Koyach Gedulas Yemincha Tater Tzerura. It's made up of 42 letters, 42 words, and the Rosh HaTevis of the 42 words is the Shem, which is Ben Mem Beis Oisus. But said Rav HaGoyen, that was the Shem that the Kohen Gadol used to recite. And then he said, very cryptically, V'adayin Matsui B'Yeshiva B'Kabbalah V'Yadu L'Chacham. He says, we still have the Shem. It's Matsui B'Yeshiva. There's a Kabbalah on the Shem. And the Kohen Gadol certainly knew it. And that's what the Kohen Gadol used to say. So it's a machlokes between the Rosh and Rav HaGoyen. Rav HaGoyen said that what was the Shem that the Kohen Gadol used to recite three times every time he said Vidui? It was the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus. The Rosh says, no, it doesn't mean the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus. What it means is Yudke. We don't pronounce Yud Kei Vavke. The Kohen Gadol used to pronounce Yud Kei Vavke. And then the Rosh asks a bomb kashrut of HaGoyen. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara asked, how do you know that the Kohen Gadol used to be Maskeh the Shem? And the Gemara said, I have a Makar. The Makar is, it's learned out from Egla Rufa. By Egla Rufa, the Pasuk says, the Ziknei Yair would come out and they would say, Kaper L'Amcha Yisrael, Asher Padiso Hashem. So it says Hashem by Egla Rufa. It says Kaper there as well. And it says Kaper regarding the Vidui on Yom Kippur. So just like there was Hashem, here was Hashem. Freak the Rosh. What was the Shem Hashem that was mentioned over there? It wasn't the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus. It was the Shem Havaya. So if the Makar to be Masker, the Shem Hashem, is from Egla Rufa, so Dai you love him and Adin Li is Kenodin. How could you learn from Egla Rufa that it should be the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus? If we had a Messiah that the Kohen Gadol used to say the Shem Hashem, okay, so we could debate. Which one of the Shem is? There's the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus, Ben Yud Beis Oisus, Chav Beis Oisus, Ayin Beis Oisus. There's a lot of different Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have the Makar. The Makar is Egla Rufa. By Egla Rufa, it certainly wasn't the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus, it was the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you learn out from Egla Rufa that it should be the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus? This is the kasha that the Rosh asks on Rav HaGoyen. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a sefer called Nachal Eson. So Nachal Eson is a sefer that was written on the halachos of Egla Rufa. And at the end of the sefer, it's in Simen Tezvav, Ois Zayin. So Rav Chaim has an arichos. He has an arichos on this Rosh and Rav HaGoyen. It comes into Egla Rufa because that's the makar to be maskeh the Shem Hashem. And Rav Chaim says that the Rosh asked on Rav HaGoyen. That I understand Rav. How could you tell me that Kohen Gadol used to say the Shem Ben Mem Beis Oisus? If it's learned out from Egla Rufa, by Egla Rufa they didn't say the Shem Ben Beis Oisus. Said Rav Chaim. And according to the Rosh, is it so much better? According to the Rosh, they were masker the Shem Hashem, but the Shem HaMefarish. By Egla Rufa, they weren't masker the Shem HaMefarish. Of course not. Chalilo. So if that's the case, Hodger Kushul Aduchte, it's still not the same Shem. By the Egla Rufa, they just were masker the Shem Hashem. But over here, they were actually masker the Shem HaMefarish. So Reb Chaim's muching in this shtickle here in Nachal Eson, that the Rosh is coming with a blitz. I don't understand Rav HaGoyen. How could Rav HaGoyen say it was the Shem Ben Ben Beis Oisus if it's learned out from Egla Rufa? By Egla Rufa, wasn't the Shem Ben Ben Beis Oisus. And like the Rosh, is it so much better? At the end of the day, here was the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here was the Shem Yud Kei Vavkis. Rav Chaim says, you have to say, Pashit, that at the end of the day, even though it's true, the pronunciation of the Shem Hashem as it happened by Egla Rufa was different than the way the Kohen Gadol did it. But at the end of the day, it was still the Shem Havaya. Meaning, if you look in the Pasuk by Egla Rufa, it says, Kaper L'Amcha Yisrael Asher Podisa Havaya. It says the Shem Havaya. Which means then that the Gzeir Shava teaches me that just like by the Egla Rufa they would say the Shem Havaya, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would also say the Shem Havaya. And that's the limud, the way the Rosh understood. Now, it just so happens that in terms of how you pronounce the Shem Havaya, it's choluk, the way it was pronounced, Bigvulin, versus the way it was pronounced in the Mikdash. Bigvulin, the Shem Havaya, was pronounced Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Shem Havaya was pronounced Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the point is that the Gzeir Shavah teaches me that you need a Haskara of Shem Havaya. Okay, so what's the definition of Haskara of Shem Havaya? It's Chaluk between Medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who was allowed to say the Shem Havaya. But at the end of the day, the Limud is a Limud. It teaches me Shem Havaya. Why Rav HaGoyen? Here it says Shem Havaya, and you're telling me Shem Ben Mebez Oisius. Frank the Rosh, how could you learn the Shem Ben Mebez Oisius from a Pasuk that says Shem Havaya? I, the Rosh himself, you're not saying the same Shem. I am saying the same Shem. It's the Shem Havaya. Grado, it's Chaluk. The way you say the Shem Havaya, if you're the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, when you say in Vidui versus the way you say the Shem Havaya, if you're from the Ziknei Yair that are officiating the ritual of the Egla Rufa. But at the end of the day, it's the same Shem Havaya. chunk that's pronounced differently. That's the case. He said, that's Pasha Pshan in the Rosh. The truth is, in order to understand this properly, we can't go through this now, but over the years, we've spoken at many times, the Yisoid of Maran HaGriz, the Brisker Rav, he says it in Sefer, Hilchasavik Dazara, and he says it a few places in Chumash as well, and that is that when the Gemara says that the way we pronounce the Shem Havaya is by saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the gedder of that is that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Meaning, Yesh Lachka, when if you're davening and you see Yud Kei Vav Kei, so you're not allowed to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's very, very chomer. It's in the Mishnah of Elu She'en Lem Chelek Loi Lamad. So what do? You say Aleph Dal Nun Yud. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that instead of saying Havaya, you're just replacing it with a different shame? Meaning, I'm not going to say Yud Kei Vav Kei because I'm not allowed to, but I have to mention the name of Hashem. Okay, so I'll say Aleph Dal Nun Yud. But Skrov said that's not the pshat. The pshat is that when the Shem Yudke Vavke was given by Messiah, it was given with two kriyas. There's the kriya of Yudke Vavke, the way you would read it if you were actually pronouncing the letters with the right nekudos. But there's a mechudish tege kriya, which is Aleph Tal Nun Yud. But the gather of the kri of Aleph Tal Nun Yud when you're reading Yudke Vavke is that I'm actually reading the word Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Piskarov said a bunch of gewaldige nafkeminis, the ain't kama kaima laharach. But the point is that when the Ziknei Yair are saying, Kapel Amchi Yisrael HaShepodis HaShem, and the Kohen Gadol is saying the Shem Havaya the way he's saying the Shem Havaya, they're both reading the Shem Havaya. There's two different kriyas. I can read the Shem Havaya this way, I can read the Shem Havaya that way. They're both saying Shem Havaya, albeit with a different nusach. And that's why the Rosh held at the end of the day, even though it's going to be pronounced differently, but these are just two pronunciations of the same word. The Gzeirah Shavah is on the word, and that's the bottom line is machloikis between Rav Haigoyen and the Rosh when the Kohen Gadol used to say the Shem. Did he say the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but instead of reading it Aleph Dal Nun Yud, he read it Yud Kei Vav Kei, or did the Kohen Gadol read it? Was the Shem that the Kohen Gadol read the Shem Mem Beis Oseis? Our Mishnah said that after the Kohen Gadol said Vidui, the Hein Oinem Acharav Baruch Shem Kevayin Malchus La'Inavai, they would respond by saying Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Loim. Now the Mishnah is very, very sussum. In fact, it doesn't even say what they were responding to. So we saw the Gemara, and the Gemara said they were responding to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishim Hashem Ekro. When you hear the name of Hashem, Havu Goyda Leilokeinu. Zecher Tzadik. When you mention the Tzadik, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Levracha. You're supposed to give a bracha. You're supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Loim. But again, the narrative in the Mishnah is very, very bekitzer. And in fact, it's ikur chasam in asefa. But what's interesting is that what's missing from our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis is very much mefurish in another Mishnah, and that's on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah over there discusses another one of the viduyim that the Kohen Gadol is saying Yom Kippur, the viduy that he said on the Sora Mishtalech. And the Pasuk says that after the Kohen Gadol would say Vidui, it goes through the Seder of the Vidui, the way our Mishnah does. It says, Va'koyhanim v'ha'am, the Koyhanim and the Am, ha'im the Mazar, they were standing in the Azar. Kishayu shoyimim shem ha'mefayrish u'yoytzim ipi Kohen Gadol. When they would hear the shem ha'mefayrish leave the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, ha'yu koyrim u'mishtachavim, v'noifon al pneim v'oyrim, baruch shem kevoid malchusay v'yoyim v'ay. So who's the Vehaim? It's the Koyhanim and it's the Am. When they heard the Shem HaMefayrish, here it's clear in the Mishnah, Shehu Yoytzim Yipi Kohen Gadol, they didn't just say Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Eloim Avod, but they were Koyrim U'Mishtachavim V'Noifel Al Pneim the way we do when we daven on Yom Kippur, and they would say Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Eloim Avod. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to mention the Shem HaMefayrish, but it's not the only time the Shem HaMefayrish was mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says in Masech Tesoita, Daflam Et Ches, that when the Kohanim used to duchen, when they would do Birchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, not on Yom Kippur, every single day, when the Kohanim used to duchen, and when they would say, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yoyer Hashem ponov, Yisro Hashem, they would mention the Shem Hashem, they would mention the Shem HaMefayrish. The Gemara brings the source from a Braisa. Tanya Idoch, Kaysa Varchu as B'nei Yisrael, B'Shem HaMefayrish. It's supposed to happen with the Shem HaMefayrish. Atav with the Shem HaMefayrish. In Elo Bikinoi, Mechateisi. Would he ever say the Shem HaMefayrish? Why would you think Birchas Kohanim should be with the Shem HaMefayrish? Tamaloyim, it says, B'samu Shmi. Shmi HaMeyuchedli. B'samu Shmi al B'nei Yisrael. Shmi means Shmi HaMeyuchedli. You're supposed to say the Shem HaMefayrish. Yochel HaFek V'lun Ken. You would think you should do this always. Every time a Kohen duchens, this is the way he should duchen, meaning even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, nemer kan v'somu shmi, v'nemer lahalan losum es shmoy sham, ma lahalan Beis HaBchira, avkan Beis HaBchira, Beis HaNegzer Shav, this is only true for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yoshi continues in the Brayse, says, tzach, you don't need that makar. Harei Yoyim, it says in the Pasuk, b'chol mokoyim, asher asker es shmi, avoy eilecha uvei rachticha. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? B'chol mokoyim, Asher avoy eilecha uvei rachticha. Any place that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come to bless you, which in this Brayse means the Beis HaMikdash, sham asker es shmi. That's where you can mention my name. Heichon avoy eilecha uvei rachticha, the Beis HaBchira, and sham asker es shmi, the Beis HaBchir. Bottom line is that the Kohanim, when they used to duchen every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, they would mention the Shema Mefarish. In other words, there were two times that the Shema Mefarish was mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefarish 10 times on Yom Kippur, 9 times during the Vidui, and 1 time when he said Lashem, and then the Kohanim, when they would duchen, they too would mention the Shema Mefarish. Freit the Tosfos Yontif. On the Mishnah that we just mentioned, the sixth parak of Masechtas Yuma, it's parak Vav Mishnah Beis and the Tosfos Yontif. He says the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma says that when the Kohen Gadol used to duchen, so the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Hashem, and then afterwards, Vakoyan veHa'om Ha'indem Bazar, Kishay Yishayim Shem Amefayrus Uyaitz Vipi Kohen Gadol, Ha'yukayim Umishtachem VeNoifel Alplem. There was this very, very dramatic scene. Everybody would start bowing down. They would scream Baruch Shem Kavod Machus. Why? Because they just heard the Shem Amefayrus. It's afraid the Tosfos Yontif. Why did this only happen on Yom Kippur? Why doesn't the Mishnah say the same thing in Masechta Saita? Every single time the Kohanim were duchen, HaKohanim v'ayim dem ba'azara, whoever was standing in the Azara, k'shayishoyim v'shem ha'mefayrish yoytzei, they should have been kairim u'mishtachavim v'noifel ha'pneim v'ayim baruch shem k'vayim ma'chus alayim avad. And the Tosfos Yontif says it's not mash, but that's what happened. It's not mistaber that way. It sounds like this was only on Yom Kippur. It's afraid the Tosfos Yontif. I don't know why. If the reason they did this was because they heard the Shem ha'mefayrish, look how they heard the Shem ha'mefayrish their whole year. They heard it every time there was Birkas Kayanim. So how come they didn't do the same thing? So the Tosfos Yontif says that maybe the pshat is that he has a Mesorah from the Ramak. That's from Moshe Kardavera, the Mechaber of the Talmud Avayra, who said that even though the Kohanim, when they duchen, they used to say the Shem Havaya, and even though the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to say the Shem Havaya, but the Nekudos were different, meaning the pronunciation was a little bit different, and maybe it's related to the difference of the pronunciation, that this response was warranted on Kohen Gadol based on that pronunciation of the Shem HaMefarish, as opposed to the pronunciation of the way the Kohanim used to say it every time they duchen, that not. That's the Tosfos Yontif's kasha, and that's his possible suggestion based on what the Ramak said. But the emes is, it's pashit, that the whole shaila of the Tosfos Yontif only starts according to the Rosh. Like the Rosh that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he would say the Shem HaMefarish, he said the Shem Havaya. So it's a kasha. The Kohanim used to always do it. But according to Rav Haigoyin, the Kohen Gadol didn't say the Shem Havaya. He said the Shem that was a Ben Mem Beis Oisius. This is a whole different Shem. This is the Shem that's the Rosh HaTevis of Ana B'Koyach Gedulas Yimincha Tatet Zrura. That's a very different Shem. Maybe that Shem is what required it. Maybe this Shem not. But regardless, this is the kasha. This is the kasha of the Tosfos Yontif. So I saw in the Megadim Chadoshim, in Parashas Achrei Mois, he brings from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in a Sefer Lechem Shamayim, who said a Dover Nifla, based on something that the Arizal said. The Arizal said that if you look in the Mishnah says, V'akoyhanim v'ho'om, ho'oim dem ba'azara, k'shah yushoim dem shem ha'mefayrish. When they heard the Shem HaMefayrish, that was Yoytze from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol. So that Rizal said that's such an interesting lashon. The name of Hashem was Yoytze. It left. You leave your house. Psul Yoytze. It was Yoytze from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol. When they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem, when he was medaber, when he was whatever the word is, but when he said the name of Hashem, Kishayushoyimim Shem HaMefayrish Shehu Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol. So that Rizal said a dover nifla. He said that the Kohen Gadol never said the Shem HaMefayrish on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol would stand and Yudim Esvada on top of the par. And then the Shechina was Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi Shel HaKohen Gadol. And the Shem HaShem was Yoytzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. He never said it. It was Yoytzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. But he himself actually never said it. And said that Rizal, he says that the Gemara brings in the Masechta Saita, that what's the makar to being masked the Shem HaShem? B'chol ha'mokoy masher askir eshemi,
So the Rizal said, "B'chol hamokim asher askerish me." Who's talking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking. "B'chol hamokim asher askerish me." That's the makar that the kohen in the Beis Hamikdash is allowed to mention the Shem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not the one being masked the Shem Hashem. It should say "B'chol hamokim asher taskerish me." When you're going to mention the Shem Hashem, so the Rizal said, because it was really Asker Hashem, not every time, not when the Kayanim used to do it, but the Kangod on Yom Kippur, when he would say the Shem HaMafarish, it was B'chol HaMokim Asher Asker Hashem, because that's the side of Shem HaMafarish, Yoytzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. Kangod actually never said it. It was simply Yoytzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. And because it was Yoytzei Mipi Kohen Gadol, that's this Lashon of B'chol HaMokim Asher Asker Hashem. So said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's the pshat. He said that when the Kohanim would hear the Am would hear the Kohanim duchening every day in the Beis Hamikdash, so there was no neiflin al penei and the kairim and mishtachavim, and they would say, but they didn't have to. And the reason is because they heard. Yeah, it's true, they heard, but it didn't require necessarily that level of reaction. When did it require that level of reaction? When did it have to be done on this level? That was only on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, when the Kohanim and the Am heard the Shem HaMafarish Yoytzei Mipi Kohen Gadol, they heard what the Yidden had heard by Maimed Har Sinai. They heard Anoichi V'lo Yiyelecha Mipi HaGvura Shamanim. That's what they heard. It was B'chol Mokim Asher Asker Hashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel was the one that was being masked the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because they heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, that required that reaction. That's why they were Kohanim, they were Mishtachavim, Fenoiflin. I'll put in, just to end with one final ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said that the Kohen Gadol, when he would duchen, he would say the Shem Hashem. We learn it from Egla Rufa. He would also say the word Anna. He would say the word Anna. Something, but Anna, Anna Hashem. Right? That's a big word in the Vida of Yom Kippur. Why Anna? Nemer kan kapar. Because it says the word kapar regarding the power that the Kohen Gadol was bringing. And it says by the Cheto Egel, kapara. Moshe and it also says the word over there, Ono. Vayosha Moshe Lashem, Vayoimer, Ono Chata Amazah. Oh, just like it says Ono by the Cheto Ego, so too there was Ono by the Vidui on Yom Kippur. I saw in the Sefer Beis Yishai from Rabbi Shlomo Fischer Shlita, the Shiva of Itri. So he brings that there's another Chazal that bring a different Makar. How we know that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to say Ono when he sent Vidui on Yom Kippur. It's a Yalkit Shemoini in the end of Parashas Vayechi. The context over there is that Yaakov Avinu passed away. The brothers were coming back from burying Yaakov, and then the brothers got very, very worried. They knew that Yosef was very kind to him. They knew that Yosef was very, very kind, but they assumed that maybe the only reason Yosef was kind is because of the respect that he had for his father, and he didn't want to start creating fighting. But Vayiruachi Yosef, ki meisavim, Vayomer, and they said to themselves, Lu yistemenu Yosef. Yosef might hate us. Vahoshid Yoshevon was kol harash gamalnu Yosef. He has a big chayv that maybe he's going to decide that he wants to pay up right now. He's going to demand payment. We're in big trouble. So they started getting very nervous. Vayitzavu Yosef lemar. So they asked Yosef, Avichot tzivul lefnei Moshe lemar. So they told, they sent a message to Yosef, and they said, listen, I'm telling you, Yaakov begged. He said, Koy soymer li Yosef. Ono, sono, pesha achecha v'chatosan kirog d'malucha v'ata sono, l'pesha abdi elikhi avich v'yev Yosef edabra melo. And they said, I'm telling you, Yaakov said before he died, he said, please don't start, don't chep. I know you owe us big time, but please stay with Zokti Yalkit Shemoyin and then the Parashas Vayechi. That when the brothers came begging to Yosef and they said, please, please don't take revenge for everything that had, they used the word ono. Zokti Gemara, Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Amartem B'loshen ono. You use the word Ana, Asid Kohen Gadol, Likanes, Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is going to be a day that the Kohen Gadol is going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Umalameit Sani Gurya al Beneichem, Beloshin Hazeh. He's going to say Ana Hashem. So we have two Chazals, two different Makairis for the word Ana. We have our Gemara, Talmud Bavlu, Yumadaf Flamit, Zayin Amad Aleph, for the Gemara says, Uminayin Sheba Ana, we learn it from the Chet Egel. And we have a Yalkut Shemayin in Parshas Vayechi that says, what's the Makar to Ana? We learn it from the Chiris Yosef. So Shlomo Fischer said a Davar Nifla based on a Meshech Chachma that we've spoken at several times, most recently in the Sugya Rav Chanina Skana Kehanin, and that is, we know, Chazal say, Ubiyoin Pakti Upakadati, that every single time a Yid does an Avera, every single time Klal Yisrael does an Avera, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into Cheshbin the Cheto Egel. There's a little bit of Cheto Egel in every single punishment, in every single Oynish that Klal Yisrael has to endure.
But the truth is, Rav Meir Simcha said there's another chazal. It's a medrash mishle. Rab Abin Oimer, b'chol dor v'dor, chet shal mechiras Yosef kain. Every single generation has a little bit of the chet of mechiras Yosef. So Rav Meir Simcha said, which one is it? Is it the chet ha'egel? Is it the chet of mechiras Yosef? Maybe it's both. So he said it's pashat. The chet ha'egel was the shayrish of all averish of an Adam l'makim. The chet of mechiras Yosef was the shayrish of all averis that were ben Adam l'chaver. Every single time a Yid does an averish of an Adam l'makim, there's a cheshbin of chet ha'egel. Every single time Klai Yisrael does an averish of an Adam l'chaver, there's a cheshbin of mechiras Yosef. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's why when the Kohen Gadol went in Yom Kippur, lefnai v'lefnim, to get the ultimate kapara, when he said all the viduyim and the shema mefarish and everything that was happening, he had to make sure that there was going to be a kapara for chet ha'egel and there was going to be a kapara for mechiras Yosef. Because as long as this chet ha'egel, it's a problem. Because what do you mean, chet ha'egel happened thousands of years ago? It's true. But if you pakti upakad, so right now we need kapara for chet ha'egel. Mechiras Yosef, that's bygones. It was that Sora Rugemachas. No, it's not true. Because the whole Dor Vedor had dying Chet Shamachiris Yosef Kain. There's always the Chet Shamachiris Yosef. So it says Rav Meir Simcha, if you go through that Void and Yom Kippur, you'll see this ultimate sensitivity to how this happened. We know the Kohen Gadol couldn't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the big day Zav. Why not? Because Zav is going to link us to the Chet HaEgel in Kateger Nasas HaNeger. He says, I'm going to tell you another reason why he couldn't go in with the big day Zav. Because one of the big day Zav was the Choshen. And the Choshen had the names of all the Shvatim. How can you walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you're going to see Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda? It's going to be Ma'orah the Shvatim and it's going to be Ma'orah the Chet Mechiras Yosef. He says that's why the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Bechelke Shal Binyamin. Because Binyamin was the only one of the brothers that played no role in Mechiras Yosef. If it would have been in the Shevet and the Chelik of one of the other Shvatim, there would have been a Kitrug of Mechiras Yosef and Ein Katega Nasas HaNeger. So on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, we're so sensitive, we even give him new begotten. You can't wait a big day's up. That's why it had to be Bechelke Shal Binyamin. Because Ein Katega Nasas HaNeger is true for the Chet of Ego, and it's also true for the Chet Mechiras Yosef, because just like we ain't pakti upakadati from Ben Adam Lamakim with regards to the Chet Ego, the Chaldor Adayin Chet Mechiras Yosef Kayim as it relates to the Chet Mechiras Yosef. So Rav Meir Simcha said that's why we say in davening on Yom Kippur, Ki ata solchon li Yisrael. He says, you don't find any tefillah anywhere, said Rav Meir Simcha, that we're asking mechila for shifte yeshurin, the shvatim. Like, when do we talk about the shvatim? There's a few parashiyos in the Torah we talk about the shvatim. When do you see this lush in a tefillah on Yom Kippur? The shifte yeshurin. Ki at the solchan liYisrael, that's referring to Klai Yisrael by the Chet Ha'egel that said, Eile Eloihecha Yisrael. Vayoyim Rashem solachti kidvarecha. So ki at the solchan liYisrael. Umachal on the shifte yeshurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bestow mechila upon the shifte yeshurim, referring to the shvatim that sold Yosef. Because on Yom Kippur, we need to invoke kapara for the chet ha'egel and for the chet of mechiras Yosef. Because without that, we're not going to get kapara. So said Reb Shlomo Fischer, Yei Shlomo Haflo V'Fel. When the Kohen Gadol was misvada on Yom Kippur, he was being misvada for all that virus that happened during the last 365 days. He's working on this last cheshen. But at the same time, there was also kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And there's also had to be kapara for the Chet HaMechiras Yosef. That's why we have this hypersensitivity in the world of Ein Katega Nasas HaNekiyata Sochel Yisrael HaMachal HaNlo Shifte Yishurim B'chal Dar V'dar. So says Rav Meir said, Rav Shlomo Fischer, maybe, that's why the Nusach of the Vidoy, which was able to be piled so much kapara, Ana, Mitat Filo, Ana Hashem, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did we learn it from? We have two Makairis. We have Yuma Lamed Zayin Amed Aleph, where it's learned out from the Chet HaEgel. And then we have the Alkut Shemayni and Parshas Vayechi, where it's learned out from the brothers, Koysonru LeYosef, Ana Sana, the Kohen Gadol invoked the word Ana, because he's invoking Ana Sana, this Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Ana Sana, have Rachmanis on the Chet HaMechiras Yosef. He's invoking what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo vayoshev Moshe Hashem vayoymer ana chata amazeh chatag gedoyl. It's true, but at the same time, give kapara. He was saying ana to remember, to bring back the ana, the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Chet HaEgel. He was saying ana to bring back. To bring back the tefillah of the brothers of Kosayim Yosef, Ana Sana Lefesha. This is what the Kohen Gadol said. This is why he used the word Ana. It's not just Gzeir Shavo, Kaper, Ana. It's a tefillah. The Ana of the Kohen Gadol was an Ana for all the Chatam in Klal Yisrael. But you have to go to the root. Because if you have Chet HaEgel,
If there's the Chet HaMechiris Yosef, we're still going to have problems. So the Anu was invoking those tefillahs, the tefillah of Anu of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Chet HaEgel, and the tefillah of Anu of the brothers asking that Yosef HaTzadik have Rachmanis on him.